Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Deadline Day, you're watching Deadline Day on Continental Tyres Trade Radio.
What day is it?
It's Deadline Day. Did you know that? Happy Deadline Day.
The trades are coming.
They are. They are coming. We've had one official trade lodged today when, I guess, the window opened at midday today, and that was Jordan Dawson. He's officially an Adelaide Crows player now, the Crows giving up a future first-round pick to the Sydney Swans, which was tied to Melbourne. So I think all parties pretty happy with that deal in the end, and excellent news for the Adelaide Crows because Jordan Dawson has had such a terrific 2021 season.
Yeah, and a South Australian who's been on their radar for some time. We'll speak to Justin Reid, their list boss, shortly about what made them so attractive for him, because they obviously had the interest from South Australian counterparts, Port Adelaide as well. He's ended up going to the club he grew up barracking for in the Crows, and yeah, I think a really important player to them. He adds a real line-breaking element to their midfield and potentially off half-back too.
What else have the Crows done? It's just that other pick swap, isn't it?
Pick swaps. I mean, obviously they were in possession of Melbourne's first round pick for a period of time, for about a week or so. As you can see there, they gave it up. They lost Josh Kelly, obviously, but they've walked pick 33 through the door, which is a bit further than what they had initially started with. They had 23, I think it was. Yeah, so they lose 23, they go 33. I'm keen to know from Justin Reid exactly what their plan is at the draft, because I think they've gone to the draft the last few years. Obviously, they bring in Riley Thilthorpe last year, who's a great player. I'd love to know what type of player is on their radar this year. They're going to end up, you'd imagine, maybe with pick 5 or 6 after bids for Nick Dacos or Sam Darcy. Just what type of player is on their radar?
So who's around the mark then, Cal? Because you are our draft guru at afl.com.au. Make sure you listen to the Road to the Draft podcast and, of course, the video series online. But yeah, talk us through who is around the mark.
Yeah, Josh Rochelle's a player, a small forward. Did you mention what they've been up to as well? They did have a crack at Cade Chandler from the Melbourne Footy Club and showed some real interest in adding him to their forward line group. They've had some interest in other small forwards across the year too. So that has been an area of need for them to add some real spark and spunk, I guess, to their small forward crew. And yeah, Josh Rochelle's a player who I think would have to be in contention to that point. Ben Hobbs is a midfielder who's just ready to go. It could be a future captain. He's got all the hallmarks of a real leader of the future and plays so well, come back from an ankle injury this year, dominate at NAB League level. They won't obviously get Jason Horne-Francis. He'll be off the board. They did throw a Hail Mary to try and get up the board to try and grab him, but that hasn't been the case and hasn't gone through. They'll be at number four, as you say, bunched back a couple of spots. But there's some other options. Josh Ward as a midfield option. Josh Gibkiss as a key defender. They grabbed, obviously, they grabbed Fisher McAsey a couple of years ago with their first pick in the draft, and obviously went pretty local last year with Luke Pedler and Riley Thilthorpe. So some real youth coming through there. I'm not sure from a local point of view, though, without Jason Horne-Francis there, who the other group would be. So they're probably going to have to be outside of South Australia where they're situated in the draft.
All right, well, on the line now is Adelaide General Manager of List Management and Strategy, Justin Reid. Justin, thanks so much for joining us on Deadline Day. And congratulations, you finally got your man in Jordan Dawson. Just tell us how far out you've been watching him.
Hi, Nat. Hi, guys. Look, we obviously saw Geordie through his draft here in 2015, so I've certainly been keeping an eye on him from a fair way out and obviously seen him develop over the last 3 years. So, yeah, super wrapped for the footy club and its members to have Geordie move to the club last night.
You obviously gave up that future first-round pick that you got from Melbourne. Was there ever a consideration to give up more than just that one?
We certainly had various conversations with Sydney leading into the trade period and over the course of the last 10 days, but we felt what was on the table was very fair and reasonable, and obviously we came to that agreement last night.
How did it come about in the end, Reedy? What was the sort of negotiations right up to the death knell where you get the call that the Swans are going to accept that deal?
Actually, I missed a call, Cal, and it was actually an email from Kinnear, so it was a nice email to receive. So about 9:15 last night, it was certainly some conversations ongoing, but it was certainly, I guess a bit of a relief for Geordie and his partner Millie to know that, he'll be walking into the Adelaide Football Club officially.
We spoke about the pre-season draft earlier this show, and it's been spoken about so much across the past couple of weeks as well since he nominated Adelaide as his preferred destination. Was that ever a chance to go through that way, or was the feeling from your end that you always wanted to do a deal and make it happen in this trade period?
Yeah, Cal, we're certainly in good faith. The pre-season draft was never anything we discussed with the Sydney Footy Club, and we always were keen to get a deal done with Sydney to bring Geordie to the club, so certainly not something that we entertained.
Justin Riley Beveridge here. You've seen Jordan Dawson play a number of different roles throughout his time at Sydney, halfback, wing. Where do you see him fitting in at the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, Riley, I think that will evolve, I guess, over the summer once he builds relationship with his teammates and the coaches, but certainly forward of centre, through that wing midfield role where we can use his weapon with his kick inside 50. So it's going to take a bit of time to build those relationships and some cohesion, and obviously we'll work through that in the off-season, but certainly excited what he can bring to the group.
Now, Kel Toomey wrote a massive story late last week about the three first-rounders you offered North Melbourne for pick one to potentially move up the board. How close did you feel you were to twisting North Melbourne's arm?
Hi, Riley. As I said, I think prior to the trade period itself, North Melbourne hold that pick, and Jason's, you know, a great young man, comes from a great family, he's high-end talent, so it'd be silly of us not to have that conversation, but I think that pick's pretty well locked away, so, you know, we respect that as well.
You don't have anything more up your sleeve? You couldn't offer maybe one more first-rounder if you find it to get pick one for your club?
I'd have to grab the kitchen sink and a few other things underneath it, Riley. So, look, there's a bit of time between now and the draft itself, but certainly with what we put forward, I would think that would be unlikely.
Well, you've obviously got pick four, and we're all very curious to see what you do with it. And we don't expect you to tell us who's on your draft board at this point. But heading into the draft, what are the certain areas that you'd like to bolster?
Yeah, Nat, obviously we'll get through the trade period and get to work with Hamish and the team next week leading into the draft. So obviously, you know, through the midfield speed, but certainly at that pick, I think we've always gone just the best talented player at that pick. So we'll stick to our order. We'll be true to that, and you know, we'll call the name out who we think's best talented at that pick, I guess.
You went after a small forward during the trade period in Cade Chandler. How close did you feel you're in the mix for that one with the Demon small forward there?
Look, it was probably 50-50, Cal, all the way through. And, look, it's certainly, you know, an opportunistic opportunity for us, I guess. You know, being a small forward, there was a bit of a need there. But obviously, at Cade, it was a pretty hard environment to walk away from, being an emergency, being as part of the grand final group, so we wish him all the best.
How far into your list rebuild do you feel like you are ready? It's been a couple of years. You've been so aggressive since that 2017 grand final in moving on some senior players and not offering contracts to some others. Some others have moved on to other clubs. Another couple at the end of this year, Tom Lynch and obviously Daniel Talia. How far in, and when you look at where you progress and how you've progressed over the past couple of years, what do the next couple of years look like for the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, Cal, those hard decisions were probably halfway through 2019. You know, we knew where we were at with our existing group, so we've had to make some hard decisions. With Nixie coming on board at the end of 2019, you could argue we're 39 games into that rebuild, and we're looking to expose the list, obviously get more games into the group and get to 50 to 80 games as quickly as we can. So, obviously, with a focus for the draft this year, and we'll certainly look at other opportunities, whether that's through free agency trade and the draft itself going forward. But again, we need a bit of time and patience to expose the list. You know, we've gone from 3 wins to 7. You never put a ceiling on everything, but we still need some time to work through some cohesion and some experience with this group. So it'll take a bit more time.
Just getting back to the Jordan Dawson deal, we see trades like this quite often in the past go through the whole trade period where negotiations are ongoing for a fortnight's time. In regards to Jordan, how many sort of potential solutions do you think are bandied around between the two clubs? How many offers did you make and did Sydney put back to you, do you reckon, throughout this last fortnight?
Yeah, right, good question. I think, look, between both parties, without, you know, knowing exactly off the top of my head, but, you know, somewhere between probably 10 and 15 off the top of my head. So there's certainly a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. There's certainly things that are thrown up and then you put certain things on the table, but obviously, when we went through that deal last Wednesday, you know, the stock that we had was a little bit limited. But as I said, we were always keen to, I guess, to get that round one pick to Sydney to be fair and reasonable with where we thought Geordie sat. And I guess that was the outcome last night.
And it's obviously a very stressful time for a player who's sort of in limbo and hoping that a deal will get done. How did he handle the last couple of weeks with all the speculation and talk?
Yeah, Nat, he's pretty relaxed, Geordie, so he doesn't read into too much of the media and being briefed regularly by his manager, and I've kept in contact with him this week. So, look, he's certainly relieved. I think anyone that goes through this process, let alone the player, even ourselves as list managers, it's a tiring process, but there's certainly relief at the end of it for Geordie, and not just Geordie, but his family as well, and Millie. So to get him back home is exciting.
That's great news for the Adelaide Crows. Before I let you go, are you guys done for trade period? Anything else up your sleeve? Any more Zoom meetings booked in at the ARC?
Look, I think every club needs to be on the ARC at 7 o'clock tonight. So
okay. You
never rule anything out, but I think we'll be pretty quiet between now and the end of the night.
Justin, thanks so much for joining us on Deadline Day, and I really appreciate you taking time out.
Thanks, team.
Thanks, Rady.
Justin Reid there, the Adelaide General Manager of List Management and Strategy. Well, what did you make of that?
Well, they landed their man, so obviously a pretty happy footy club that they got him on board, Jordan Dawson, and probably didn't have to go through the tense nature of deadline day, and they managed to get that one done. So he's the big-ticket item off the second week, Adam Chera the first, Dawson the second, and both of those deals as of last night, all done.
How much did you want to ask him there what he was going to do with you for? Because we know when we lead into the draft, you've got your phantom draft, which comes out a couple of days, 48 hours before the actual draft night, which is November 24. Correct me if I'm wrong. How much did you just want to ask him? Come on, tell us.
No, I know.
Oh, you know, sorry. You're already way ahead of the game there.
Don't want to say it right now.
What do you think that they need?
No, I think Josh Rochelle is a good option for
them. Okay.
I really do. And this is a kid who can change games. And he is, I guess, a little bit untapped in the talent that he's got. He's good above his head. He kicks goals. I've spoken about him for the people who remember Alan Dydak. He's a little bit of Alan Dydak. There's the theatre. There's the fun and games. There's the couple of free kicks and those type of things. He kicks goals when it matters. He does things that you just wouldn't expect. He's in the face of opponents. And what I like about it, look, he's boarded this year at school. He's boarded for a couple of years, having moved from the Murray Bush Rangers into Melbourne and played at school footy. Once he gets into an AFL system full-time, I think that we're going to see his talent skyrocket. So, and you look at the grand final, and I'm not saying that he's in this realm of players, but you look at the grand final and it's won by, this is sounding obvious, won by match winners and guys who can change games, who have a dynamic capacity. And he's got that. So I think if he's there and that would be about pick six onwards, then he should be right in the consideration. Not saying they're going to take him, just saying that he should be considered.
One thing you can probably guarantee is that Adelaide will have their eye very closely on Jason Horne-Francis throughout his AFL career to see if there's any chance that he might want to move back to South Australia. That's always going to be lingering there.
Yeah, it will. I mean, that's like, and the players they draft from Victoria will be the same, vice versa. So that exists in the ecosystem of the AFL, but for what it's worth, I think Jason Horne-Francis is pretty loyal and he's ready for that next step at his big Victorian club in North Melbourne.
Oh, he's an absolute jet, is he? All right, you are watching Deadline Day on Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this.